the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
Can Inspire with C. Pallavi Rao Narvekar.
A clip of Can Inspire from Wynn Studios, a number one podcast in Apple Podcasts in India. Now the people who make it have received initial funding from investors. The money will help the podcast studio, which is in startup mode, continue growing. Podswipe, a service to connect podcasters to advertisers and guests, has launched. Australian daily news show The Squiz has moved to Acast. They were previously with Wooshka. Kelly Reardon, the manager of ABC Audio Studios in Australia, is to leave the corporation. She's worked for the ABC for 18 years. I'm off, she writes, to explore new projects and opportunities in Podlandia. Pandora has launched interactive voice ads, which allows listeners to say yes if they want to learn more about a product or brand's service. It follows a trial we reported on in April 2019. Spotify also tested this in May of last year. And Spotify are hiring for engineers to work on, quote, podcast monetization on their iOS and Android apps. Politico highlight a new wave of Chinese language podcasts from outside China. As Joe Rogan moves to Spotify, he'll be moving too, from Los Angeles to Texas. And Bravery Studios, a North New Jersey podcast recording studio in the US, has reopened after a small period of pandemic-related closure. Meanwhile, Rove Hotels in downtown Dubai in the UAE has opened a podcast studio with free rental during August. There's plenty of opinion around it being a Monday. In his latest newsletter, Edison Research's Tom Webster highlights what he called the most shocking audio stat of the year and what it means, including a consideration of me time. And he gives a shout out to longtime readers of Pod News, Curiosity Daily. Hello, Cody. Anyway, it's linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. A lack of metrics is a benefit to podcaster Dylan Maron, who doesn't look at them. The most radical and subversive thing I can do, he says, is to continue doing work without looking at the numbers. And Erica A. Aguilar, the director of podcasts at San Francisco's KQED, is interviewed by Zocal. She really, really likes Pop-Tarts, it turns out. And in podcast news, this podcast does not exist, is entirely and randomly produced by a thing called GPT-3, which is a language-generating artificial intelligence service, which is fed into Google's text-to-speech API. So no humans are used in its production. It's quite scary. It's worth a listen. Crossbred, a comedy musical, is a mockumentary about a fake Christian hip-hop group. It's currently on the front page of iTunes Australia and the US, and is reviewed as clever, impressive, a joy, and even, to their surprise, Christian websites like it. And just to remind us that there really is a podcast for everybody, the National Ready Mixed Concrete Association has launched its own podcast. It's called Concrete Credentials, and it features experts from the design, development, construction, and other sectors in a, quote, effort to educate listeners on the benefits of utilizing concrete. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.